Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Delbert Africa was released from prison Saturday. He's one of nine MOVE members doing time for the death of a Philadelphia police officer decades ago. With the story is KYW Charlotte Reese.
Chicago-based attorney Brad Thompson broke his client's news on Twitter, saying Delbert Africa of the hashtag #Move9 is free. Thompson also posted infamous photos of Delbert's 1978 arrest following the shootout, along with pictures of his reunification with family. Nine members of the Back to Nature group were given 30 to 100-year sentences, two died in prison, and six were eventually released, including Mike Africa Jr.'s parents.
And my Uncle Chuck is the last remaining member of the MOVE 9 that we're still trying to get out of prison.
Mike Jr. was born in prison after his mom was arrested. He says he couldn't be happier to see Delbert free.
While he had this, you know, the little bit of life that he has left, to enjoy it with his family and spend some time to get, you know, get some closeness with his family. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
In a statement given to KYW, FOP President John McNesby says our hearts ache for our fallen hero. The police department will never forget James Ramp and the other victims. Four other officers, five firefighters, and three bystanders were injured in the 1978 shootout. During his sentence, Delbert's 13-year-old daughter was killed in the bombing on the MOVE compound on Osage Avenue in 1985. 10 others were killed. Delbert is expected to hold a press conference Tuesday in Philly. Charlotte Reese, KYW News Radio.